Hey, wow, thanks for watching. I'd like to say happy Easter weekend to all of you. My anticipation for this weekend is very high. Every year on Easter Sunday, I have the privilege of sharing with you and explaining the essence of Easter. So I'm really looking forward to our time together this morning. Okay, let's back up a little bit. Remember back, there were three crosses, empty. And why is that? Well, back then, yesterday would have been the Sabbath, a day of rest, so nobody at that point was going to move them. But I want you to picture the one in the center. That's the one where Jesus hung. It's a reminder of all of the horrors that happened on Friday. Remember, there's still stains on that splintered beam of Jesus' blood, from his head, from his hands, from his feet, even from where the soldier stabbed a spear into his side. It's the place where Jesus died. But on Sunday, that would be today, that cross is empty. Empty of Jesus' body, but full of God's promises. It was on that cross where Jesus paid the penalty for our sins so that we could be completely forgiven. He offered his sinless, perfect body on behalf of each of us. Happy Easter. Now think ahead. It's Sunday morning, the very first Sunday. And it didn't take the followers long to realize that the tomb was empty. Jesus, in fact, was raised from the dead. You think about that. The cross, it couldn't keep him. The tomb couldn't contain him. And we know why. John wrote it. It's a verse that I learned as a little boy. It says this in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life." God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but to save it. There is no judgment. There's no judgment awaiting those who trust him. But those who don't trust him have already been judged for not believing in the only Son of God. Think about this, an empty cross. Why? Because it's a promise that our sins could be forgiven. An empty tomb, the promise not only that Jesus was alive, but that his followers then and the followers today, that we're not left alone. God did not abandon us. He will be with us during unsure and difficult times. All right, that's Saturday and Sunday, but let's go back for a moment to Friday. Remember on the cross, Jesus spoke certain words? On Friday, before we get to Sunday, it's his darkest hour, and Jesus utters these words, "Father, I entrust my spirit into your hands. Father, I entrust my spirit into your hands." You know, this actually is a quote from the Old Testament. It's in Psalms chapter 31 and verse 5. And not only is this a quote, but I read that this was a phrase that every single Jewish person would have known by heart. It was a common Jewish prayer. So this was a prayer that Jesus prayed, parts of this, ever since he was a little boy. And he spoke them in his very last words. I mean, this was a dark day. It was a day he was on the cross. Literally, it was dark. Here Jesus focuses on the Father. No fears, no regrets. He says, "Father, I am trusting you." You know, we've all been in some pretty dark days lately. And there's something that I want you to remember today. There's an empty cross. So we can be forgiven. But there's also an empty tomb. And it's a reminder that Jesus not only rose from the dead, but that Jesus is alive and he's present when things are hard for us. We have a heavenly Father and a Savior we can trust. Father, I entrust my spirit. I entrust my life into your hands. This not only was something that meant so much to Jesus, it meant a lot to Stephen. Do you remember who Stephen was in the book of Acts? He was the first Christian martyr. He was stoned to death in Jerusalem because he believed in Jesus. And he says a version of what Jesus said on the cross. As they were killing him, Stephen's last words, he says this, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." The last thing he ever said, it was a prayer of trust, and God, I give it to you. Right? So at some point, all of us are going to have to answer a question. Where are we ultimately going to put our trust? I mean, things are hard. You know that. I don't need to tell you that. But at some point, we have to answer the question, who are we going to trust? Are we going to completely trust the government? I don't know. Are we going to trust the media? It seems like there's conflicting statements all over. Who are we going to trust? Are you going to trust your own emotions? Sometimes my emotions tell me things are way worse than they are. Sometimes I have feelings that say, oh, Jim, it's not so bad, when it really is bad. There's a principle here for you and me. Happy Easter. There's a Father we can trust, even when things get hard. This is what Jesus knew. Jesus said, Father, I entrust you with my life. Into your care do I release my spirit. An empty cross, an empty tomb, absolutely full of meaning for you and me today. I know that because of Jesus, my sins are forgiven. I know because that tomb is empty, that Jesus is alive and that you and me were not forgotten, that he's here to help us in our time of need. You know, that word entrust is an interesting word. In the Greek, which is what the New Testament was written, it actually would have been a phrase used for a safe deposit box. And you know what that is. You go to the bank, you buy a safe deposit box, and you put your most valuable documents or even possessions in that box. And you do that because you know that it's going to be kept safe. Life is stressful right now. It's out of sorts. I don't know what's going to happen in the next 3 days, let alone the next 5 months. But here's what I do know. There's an empty cross and there's an empty tomb. And I'm saying happy Easter to all of us because it is absolutely full of promise that we can trust in Jesus. We can put our lives in his safe deposit box. The psalmist scribed these words, "For the word of the Lord holds true, and everything he does is worthy of our trust." You know when it's hard to trust. It's hard to trust when we're in pain, when things are out of sorts, when we don't know what's going to happen, and so much has changed recently. Remember Jesus on the cross? His last 6 hours were full of pain and torture. You know he was bleeding. You know he was dehydrated. You know he was in tremendous pain from the beatings and having nails in his hands. In his worst pain. I love this because it provides hope for you. It provides hope for me. In his worst pain, he says, I entrust my life to you, Heavenly Father. You know, just that phrase, I trust into your hands. It's a beautiful expression of care and love and security. I put my life in your lockbox, Lord Jesus. Forgiven, full of hope, full of future when I trust in you. Jesus said it like this in a very important verse. John chapter 10, verse 28 says this, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anybody else. And no one can snatch them from the Father's hands. Father, into your hands, when I'm fearful, when I'm angry, Father, into your hands do I commit my life. If you're worried, if you're depressed, Father, into your hands I commit, into that lockbox, I commit to you, I trust you. When you're in despair and this world so much is full of despair right now, Father, more than my emotions, more than the media, more than the government, you are the answer. Because there was a cross and Jesus was hanging on it and now it's empty. And there was a tomb and they put Jesus in it after he died and now he is raised from the dead. His emptiness for you and me today is absolutely full of promise. I have a heavenly Father who loves me and can be trusted. Into your hands on this Sunday, Easter 2020, I commit my life. The empty cross, you know this. It's an opportunity for forgiveness. The empty tomb, it's a promise that we have hope today. We know this, but let me give you one last thought. It's an empty question, but it relates more to you and me. This morning, if you're not trusting Jesus, this morning, if you've never accepted Jesus, I think God's probably saying, are you kidding? For heaven's sake, what are you waiting for? You know that my son emptied himself for you, that you could be full of promise. But if we're empty of Jesus, we will always have a void. Jesus emptied so we could be full. But if we don't accept him, unfortunately, we'll always be empty. I trust that the Lord will bless you on this Easter Sunday. Here's the last thought I have, and then I have a special prayer that I enjoyed watching so much, and I'd like to have you watch that as well as we conclude this part of our service. Here's what I wrote. There's a Father who loves you. who is trustworthy, who can handle anything that you put into his hands. So I invite you to pray with me a one-sentence prayer. And here's what I wrote, that you and I would say, Lord Jesus Christ, I don't understand everything, and it's hard right now. But with all that I am, simply and with humility, I say to you, I entrust my life into your hands. Everything I am and ever will be. In your name, we pray. Amen. And may God bless you so richly this Easter morning.